We're on page 130, Bezrat Hashem, finishing Simen Kuf Samach Zayin today. Here we go. Just like all of the mitzvahs, you can't start the mitzvah after the birkas, the bracha on what you're saying until after the people have answered Amen. As we learned in the previous Simen, Amen is part of the bracha. Okay, as we learned before, Amen is part of the bracha, as Mr. Brewer brings on over here. Okay, and therefore, you should wait till Amen. You don't say, Amotzlach min Arz, and start cutting the challah. You wait for the Amen, and then you go ahead and start cutting the challah. The Mishnah Berurah does say that anyone who's Marich Yoter Midai, I don't know, he's singing some Amen Chazanish type of style, you don't have to wait for that guy in this case, and therefore you can go ahead and start cutting the challah. In other cases, you do even have to wait for someone be Marich Ba'amen. We're not going to get into all the different cases over here. Over here, you're allowed to continue if a guy is Marich Ba'amen. Sif Yudzai, Habutzeya, Poshet Yado Tichila Lekar Lachol. As we learned before, also that we said the Botzeya, he should be the first one to start eating. He should be Poshet Yado Tichila Lekar Lachol. Okay, the Botzeya, he should start eating first. Also, not only should he start eating the bread, it sounds like over here, he should also the Tocha Kaara to get the first food. Also, the person, because the Botzeya is the Gadol, so therefore he should get the first food also. If he's the Balabais, the Balabais will get the first portion also. The Mr. Bruce says over here, Habotzeya, Shehu Balabais, Oh, Mishinazlo Rishus Lizo Tchila, Poshet Yad Tchila, the Kavan Shechot Loko Lavarch Tchila, Velo Tzili Tzolet Se Mesumim, Roy Lechad Vashim Sheyadu Lekara Tchili should also get the first in the food. However, the Mechaber does say, Vim Balach Lo Kavan, the Mishin Gadol Menor Shai, if the Gadol was not the one who was Botzeya, now you want to give him the first licks in the food, you can go ahead and give that person the first portion of food. Okay? So that's what we say, over here. Yudches. Now we get into some important, once again, back to some important halacha levais over here in terms of Hilchos Brachos. Habotzeya, I'm sorry, before, Yudches is a separate thing, I'm sorry. Habotzeya noting prusalif tekel echad. The Botzeya, he gives a piece of the bread in front of every person. Ve'echad notel prusa b'yado, and then the person, after it's placed onto his plate, he takes the bread and goes out and eats it. Ve'ein habotzeya notein b'yada ochel, ele inken ayahovel. You do not place the piece of bread into the person's hand. If you place the bread in the person's hand, that's a simon of avilas, like the Ramah brings down over here, the Pasuk in Eich, per satzion biadeh, remez leprusas amotzi notem biad bishas avilas. It's merames. This Pasuk is merames. The Marin of Rabbeinu Rav Nachman Salt, as Mishnah Berurah brings down the rest of the Pasuk. He says over here that it's merames to the motzi that is given to the hand of an avil. And therefore we see over here, even though you might not have seen it very often, that one is supposed to be ma'akman not to place the piece of bread into the person's hand. Even though many are going to say they don't see this, people put it into the people's hands. Murray and Rabbi and Rav Nevin Zal said in this, one should be ma'akman, it's a affair, Shmechaber over here, the Ramal agrees over here, the Mishnah Berurah agrees over here, they do not put it into the hand of the person eating the bread. Now, Murray and Rabbi and Rav Nevin Zal also told me though, let's say you have a big table, of people at the table, and you're passing down the bread, the din only applies by the person you're giving the bread to who's going to eat it. If you're passing Reuven, he's passing it to Shimon, who's going to pass it to Levi, Reuven could put it into Shimon's hand. Shimon, though, should not put it into Levi's hand. He would have to put it onto the plate in front of him. Levi shouldn't put out his hand also. He should tell him, put it on the plate in front of him, and then go ahead and take it from the plate. If not, it is a sign of avail, so we see over here. The Pesach Chuvos, as it does bring down Sikon and Kavav, the reason why some are makel today, not to be makban this, but once again, Morin Rabbi and Nevinzal said, one should be makban. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here Sikot and Peiches. He says, Habotzeya notain, avalo yizrok, you do not throw bread. Even though the bread's not going to get ruined, there's no wetness on the table, it's not going to fall on the floor, you're very careful. Nevertheless, you do not throw bread. If it's a prus of a motzi, especially on Shabbos, it's bizayin of the mitzvah, and therefore we do not throw bread. You do not throw bread. One should note though, chasidim dafka, and also many svardim haven't been in the dafka, do throw the bread. Okay? They dafka do throw the bread. I heard from Rav Berkowitz Lito that the reason why they do this is doma. Once again, our shulchan is like the karbah, is like the mizbeach. Okay? It's like the mizbeach of kapara. And just like the kohanim had to throw the Evarim into the fire of the Mizbeach, so too it's like you're throwing the Evarim over here, you're throwing the bread across the table, and that's Miyashiv, why some have the minhag to go ahead and throw bread. Pashtus, no. Non-Hasidim and non-Sardim, we do not throw bread. You do not throw the bread across the table, you hand it, or you put it in on the plate to the person next to him, or you put it onto a challah platter and you pass the platter around. That's also a good one. You could put, by the way, you could put the platter into someone else's hand, and then they take the bread. That would not be a problem. It's just putting the actual piece of bread into the person's hands next to you. Moving on to the rest of the Vizim over here, Yotess and Chof gets into the following Shiloh. Okay? We have a concept that by certain brachos, okay, like many, by certain brachos, even if you are not doing this bracha, you're not fulfilling this bracha right now, you can make the bracha for someone else who does not, let's say, know how to make the bracha. Okay? However, certain brachas, you're not allowed to. What is the chiluk? The pashut chiluk is between birkas hamitzvah and birkas hanen. By birkas hamitzvah, we have a concept. We'll see this all inside in a second. By birkas hamitzvah, we have a concept of kol yisrael areivim zeh lazeh. I have a chiyuv to make sure my friend fills mitzvahs. He has a chiyuv, I fill mitzvahs. If my friend doesn't fill a mitzvah, part of me is like, I'm not filling the mitzvah, even though I do the mitzvah. If I don't fill a mitzvah, it's part of them or not fulfilling the mitzvah. The non-religious Jew, they don't do mitzvahs. It's like, part of me is not doing mitzvahs. Therefore, if someone can't make the bracha, who's chayiv, like part of me is chayiv in this bracha, even though I'm not mekayin the mitzvah right now, therefore I can make the bracha for them. Masha ain't came by birkas hanenit. I don't have a chiv to eat. They don't have a chiv to eat. They want to eat. We have a chiv to make a bracha. Therefore, by birkas hanenin, I can only motzi someone in a bracha if I'm also eating right now. If I'm also eating a motzi, so I can make a motzi and pater someone else in the bracha. But if I am not eating right now, I can't make a motzi lechem in haaretz for someone else who is eating. Okay? That's the general chiluk, and that's what we're going to see here between Sif Yotess and Henchof. Says the Chaber, Sif Yotess. Misha einu ochel einu yachol levarach birkas hamotzi. Someone who is not eating, he is not allowed to say the brach of hamotzi lahotzi ha'ochlin to be motzi the other people eating. Aval, the one exception to the rule is l'ktanim yachol levarach. For a child who does not know how to break the brach himself, you can make the brach for them even though you are not eating right now. Why? Even though you're not eating with them, it's part of the mitzvah chinuch. In order to teach them how to say brachos, you're allowed to say the brach. You see over here a very important concept that when you're mechanich someone by brachos, you can even say Shem Hashem. If you're going to say Adu Shem or something like that, you're not saying Shem Hashem. You're not being, it's not a bracha then. Okay, it is pushed over here. The Mechaber is telling you, in order to mechanech children in mitzvos, you can either even say Hashem Hashem. You're trying to teach them the bracha. You could say Shem Hashem. It is not a problem whatsoever when mechanech the mitzvos. Nowadays they have a shaila. It's a good shaila. I didn't get a chance to ask Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel. When you have these bali tshuva are not ketanim anymore, but you have a pushit. They don't know how to make brachos. Would you allow to be say Shem Hashem for them also in order to mechanech the mitzvos, even though you don't have a din chinuch over here, but they don't know how to make brachos, would you allow to be allowed to say Shem Hashem for them? For sure, once the katan knows how to say Shem Hashem, he knows how to say brachos, which doesn't take very long. He knows how to say it himself, okay? At that point, you shouldn't say Shem Hashem for no reason. Only if they don't know how to say the bracha, and to teach them how to say the bracha correctly and pronounce it correctly, then you can say Shem Hashem. Once they know it, then Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzel says better not to say actual Shem Hashem. In order, that's another thing of chinuch, to teach them how kaddish Shem Hashem is. That's also important in, you know, chinuch, that they fear Shem Hashem also, and or therefore we do not go ahead. So that's the one exception to the rule. For chinuch purposes, you're allowed to say a bracha entirely. However, if it's not for chinuch purposes, you can't be motzi someone else in a birkas hanenin when you are not going to be eating yourself. That's Sif Yotess. We'll come back and make important. Okay, we'll see that inside. Look inside, Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Tzadi Beis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tzadi Beis. Vuadin Mechol Birkas Hanenin. Not only a motzi, all other ha'eitz, adam, moshe, akol, any birkas hanenin for that matter, a bracha and smell, all other brachas hanenin. Didafka birkas hamitzvah should call Yisrael areivim zeh lazeh. Only by birkas hamitzvah where all call Yisrael is areivim zeh lazeh. V'chasher chaver lo yatzah yedei hamitzvah v'kilu hu lo yatzah. And when his friend has not been yotzei the mitzvah, so it's like he himself is also not yotzei. Therefore, you can go ahead and make the bracha, even though you've already fulfilled your mitzvah, because like part of you has not done a mitzvah. Unbelievable concept in Yiddishkeit. Which is not the case of Birkas Hananin. Shavu pishein chov al Hananin levarich. Even though one has a chiyuv to make Birkas Hananin, dasar the alanas b'lam azeh below bracha, because one is not allowed to get enough from this world without a bracha. Mikol malkom biyado shelo lenas b'lo yivarich. If he chooses to, he doesn't have to get the anah, and he doesn't have to make the bracha. Lefikach okto shein anana ein nikra mechuyuv b'bracha zu. Therefore, the person who wants to get a nut, it's not like he is chayiv in the bracha. He's only chayiv in the bracha because he won't choose to eat. But he could choose not to eat, and therefore, it's not like he is chayiv in the bracha. So you see clearly over here, this chilak between Birkas HaMitzah and Birkas Hananin. Okay, this is a machlokas if women are part of Arvis or not. Okay, it's a famous machlokas between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Nodeb Yehuda. L'maisa we paskin, like it's beferish, see the beferish, the beforshim and the chumash, in Parshas Hazino where we learn the dinam of Arvis, that women are part of Arvis by mitzvahs they're chayivin, and therefore any mitzvah that a woman's chayivin, a man can be motzi the woman also, and really a woman can be motzi a man in those mitzvahs. Women, the mitzvahs, our mitzvahs, I say shezman grama, that they're not pardoned, so then there's no chiyiv over there, and therefore you can't be motzi them and say the bracha unless you are, being yotzi the mitzvah also. Okay, now. Sivchav, afilo b'Shabbos. Now, even on Shabbos, shu chayiv lechol pasul. We really have a chiyuv to eat bread. You want to be yotzei suda Shabbos? You generally have to have chiyuv to eat bread. Nevertheless, the birkas hamotzi on the bread we'll soon see over here is not considered a birkas hamitzvah. It is still considered a birkas haninin. Nevertheless, lo yivarich lo chaver birkas hamotzi meino ochel. If you're not eating now, you can't say the motzi even on Shabbos. Below Shari Lavarik Lacherim, and you're not allowed to make the bracha for another bravo pishainu toim. Ela birkas amotzi de matza bilo rishon shal pesach, u birkas ayayin the kiddush. The only birkas anenin, which is really, the reason is because really a birkas amitzah, is by lil ba pesach, where we are chayiv to eat a kazayis, you have absolutely a chayiv to eat a kazayis the matzah, and you are chayiv to hear Kiddush, and therefore, even if you are not being Yotze Kiddush, even if you're not planning on drinking the wine right now, you really could go ahead and make Kiddush. I say it's better for him to drink a little bit of the Kiddush, but he could go ahead and do it. And so too, Birkas Hamotzi. And Lel Pesach, that's also going to be Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah brings down also Lel Sukkos, the first night of Lel Sukkos. We have a Gezeirah Shavah, a Tazvav. You have a Chiyuv eating bread the first night of Sukkos also, and therefore that also will be a Yotze Minakal. Bein Shalayla, Bein Shalyam, Kiddush, whether it's nighttime Kiddush, or whether it's daytime Kiddush, you have a Chiyuv of hearing Kiddush. So what's the difference between the Chiyuv of hearing Kiddush and the Chiyuv of making a motzi? Why isn't the motzi turned into a Birkas HaMitzvah? Look inside the Mishnah Berurah over here, so you couldn't study the Aleph. Hainu, Shalkol, Shalosh, all three Sudas, you're not allowed to say a motzi for someone else unless you're eating. The Ashem Chov, even though you have a Chiyuv of eating three Sudas, Ein HaChov Alav Mishum Mitzvah. The obligation is not Mishum Mitzvah, Ela Kedei Sheyeh Mesudas Shabbos. Chazal wanted us to be Nenem Mesudas Shabbos, and then they said they have three Sudas. Ve'ein La Mitzvah Atzvah Chov. But this Mitzvah is not absolutely obligatory. Because if one gets more pleasure from fasting on Shabbos, you're even allowed to fast on Shabbos if that gives you more pleasure. Therefore, it's not really a chov. In order to eat, if you're eating, you're supposed to have a motzi and say, but it's not really a chov to eat, and therefore it's not considered a birkas hamitzvah. Oh, you'll say if you're not eating, you're not going to be yotze kid. No, you still have a mitzvah daraisa of kiddush. How are you going to be yotze if you don't have a suda? That's a good question. But you could be yotze perhaps through tefillah. You still have a mitzvah daraisa of mikadesh et Shabbos, and therefore it's absolutely a chov. You're not allowed to get out of it. Okay, fine. See, if God inside, hey. He says, "Avol pishenu toim by kiddush and by v'achilas matzah lel pesach." Those are yotzim naklaus. V'udin kishkvar ki mitzvahs achilas matzah kvar kiddush al yain. Even though mekayim mitzvahs matzah, he's already mekadosh al yain. V'tam b'cholzeh the birkas kiddush v'achilas kazayis matzah. He mechovas hamitzvah shehi chov al adam. It's an absolutely obligatory on a person. U'memela kol nichnasim azeh b'chol harvus. V'udin b'la alf b'beis the sukkah shuchay lechol pazap kazayis pas b'sukkah like I said before. Okay, so that is the halacha over here. Then the Ramah adds in over here. One should eat from the prusa that he was botzea from before eating any other bread. Because of the preciousness of the mitzvah, the chal you made a motzia and that you're botzea from, that's the chal you should eat from. You should not take from other chal on the table. The one you're botzea from, that's what you're supposed to go ahead and eat. A couple more things over here. Number one is a couple of shailas at different mitzvahs. What about birkas nisuin under the chuppah? Is that a birkas a mitzvah or is that a birkas a net? Okay, the Turi Evan has this chakir over here. The first bracha, birkas bori priya gafen, is that a birkas a nenin or is that a birkas a mitzvah? Nafkamina, does the person who's making the bracha, bori priya gafen, the person who gets the first shema brachas, is that a birkas, or the Masada Kedusha is saying the birkas erison of bori priya gafen? Is that a birkas anenin? And therefore it's a birkas anenin, he has to drink some of the wine because he can't be motzi, the chasen and kal otherwise. Or is it a birkas a mitzvah? Even if he doesn't drink the wine, he can go ahead and do it. And therefore, if you notice, some Masada Kedushin will do a little chumrah that they'll tip the cup over after the bray prayer a little bit and take a little drink from their finger in order to be yotzei this shita that perhaps it's a birkas hanenin and not a birkas hamitzel. Okay, that's where it comes from over here in order to be because of this suffix of Victoria Evan. One more thing, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Levinsal. A few more things. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Levinsal brings down over here. What about in Tzikon Samichay Timur Masel Chova Loda? He says Shaalti at An Morzel Ma Dinu Birkas Sheina Chova El Rak Mishum Mina. What about brachas that are minhagim to say, but we've taken upon ourselves as an obligation? What are some examples? Kibirkas Kriyas Megillah Shir Hashirim. Like in Eretz Yisrael, we have a minhag to read Shir Hashirim and Koalas out of Nach, and we make brachas on those. Okay, what if someone has already been yotzei his kriya? Okay, someone's already filled his minhag. He was davening Vasikin and he heard Shir Hashirim. Now he gets up and he's going to read Shir Hashirim at the later minhag. Could he make the bruch of Shir Hashirim for the tzibur or not? That's the suffix over here. Brishus Marino Rabbeinu Rav Shlita. Marino Rabbeinu Rav Shlita says. Vadali says the same. Rishon Zalman Orbach says. V'shezeh yesh arvus. Over here there would be a din of arvus even by minhagim. V'yachol levarich al mikra megillah. V'shachianu ulahotzi akal. And therefore you can make a bracha of Mikra Megillah and Shachianu lahotzi at the Kali Yidei Chavasam, because we hold that there would be arvus over here, even though, let's say, the Baal Kori has already been yotzi his mitzvah, he could go ahead and do it again, he could make the bracha again. That's one suffix over here. Another suffix. Now, what is the din of Tfilas Aderech? What is the din? Let's say someone doesn't know how to say Tfilas Aderech, and you're chayiv in Tfilas Aderech. You've already said Tfilas Aderech. Could you say Tfilas Aderech for your friend? Says Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal over here, Dimasu Biyadu Shalom. He says, Mitam Zeh, Eni Yachal of Chavar Chavor Chavir Tfilas Aderech, Shari Biyadu Shalom Hamshik Baderech. Since it's not really, let's say, he's already been Yotzi, or for that matter, he doesn't even have a suffix, you should not really be Motzi your friend in Tfilas Aderech, because perhaps he's not going to be Mamshik in the Derech over here. Okay? One last thing over here, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Tzadi Zayin. You should leave over a little bit of the bread from the suda. You should wait to eat it till the end of your meal. Why? Listen to this. Sounds like Lao Pesach. You want to have the tam of the matzah b'fiv? Says the shlo over here that there's an Indian of having tam chala b'fiv, tam of the motzi b'fiv at the end of the suda. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav brings on in the Mishnah Berurah over here, and Dear Master Shigam Yeshayir, in the new edition, he says, Abalo Rainu Noagim Kenu, we don't see that this is the Minog, and therefore, as I imagine other people see that people are not normally knowing like this, and therefore there is room to be make. Mishnah Berurah ends off over here. This is Ein Lahachal Beim of Oaf, O Lakuti Miprusa Motzi, you should not give from the bread that you're Botsea on, from the Birkas Amotzi, neither to an animal, not to a bird, and not to a non-Jew. Or from the chaticha that even touched the chaticha of Hamotzi. That's what Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here at the end of our siman. Ad kan for today.
Shabbos.
Hilchos Shabbos.